Hi, welcome back to the Chasing Tone podcast. I'm Travis.
I'm Jake.
Whoa, wait.
Oh.
What? What?
I'm Max.
I'm Brian.
I'm Jake.
I just wanted to sound important.
You did, Max. You always sound important to me, buddy. Right? And I'm proud of your high pitch. What? That's a good one. I have to learn how to speak again. Did you know this?
It's true.
I had to learn how to speak all over again.
You speak real good.
And yeah, I'm doing voice therapy. For real, I got nodules on my vocal cords.
Fro.
Yeah, fro. Hashtag F-R-E-A-L. Fro. Fro. That's a new one.
Like not Williams, but.
F-R-E-A-L. Fro. Right? We'll try it. There could be an apostrophe. Yeah, trash bag fro. But.
Can you put apostrophes in hashtags?
I don't think so.
I don't think it works.
It'd be cool.
Spill it out.
Huh? But yeah, I got these nodules, man. So like apparently there's like five different places in your throat in which you could speak, or your head, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I was using the wrong one. So it's causing damage and stuff. Yeah. Weird. So that's hashtag about therapy. Vocal tone. Hashtag Travis is in therapy. Funny.
Not for the one we thought.
Not for the one that would actually help. This one is actually going to make me speak more and more comfortably.
Speak real good.
You're welcome. But, okay, so let's jump right in. We got a guest again, Jake Steffes.
Hello, hello.
Pedal designer.
Been here all week.
Among other things. I mean.
Samba dancer?
Yeah, samba dancer.
Salsa dancer.
But no, you
sorry,
do.
Both, sorry.
And you've done like robotics work and stuff too?
No.
Yeah, you did. You made a robot in college.
Oh, yeah, I did make a robot.
Come on.
Did, like, fight each other?
Just like sticks.
No, it was just a lawnmower controlled by a PlayStation controller.
But what I'm saying is...
That is pretty cool, man.
See what I'm saying? Cool. Look, I take an interest in your life so much so that I even remember things you forgot.
It's true.
I'm like your dad, Jake.
Thanks, Papa.
Yep.
Papa Pista.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah. Okay. Why is it that guitar effects... No, this is for obviously Jake and Brian. Did you bring your book again?
I can reread it.
Reread it? Okay.
Yeah.
But
text you
Christian Opelinski.
This is actually a really good question, and it's something that I've never even thought of. It's one of those things like, because that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. But I'm not even gonna read it. It's written well, but basically he's saying why. Yeah, I'll read it. Why is it that guitar effects are typically made to operate at 9 volts? Is there any real reason around that? From what I understand, 18 volts makes distortion pedals have more headroom and so on. But I'm interested in knowing the background on the whole power supply thing. And is this him that answered?
That was my answer.
Oh, okay.
Max, I think, answered that question to the customer.
Yep.
And so I was like, here's the deal why that happens.
Okay, because it just says, Chris, answer. I was like, did he answer his own question?
No, that was my answer. It was from Chris.
Do you
want to
read
Opelinski.
Your own answer? Or do you want me to read your own answer? Or do you want to just give an answer?
I'll riff it here in a minute.
Okay, riff it. Boom.
But first of all, technically, do you see any reason why...
Wait, I'm going to blow your minds.
Sure.
Isn't it really 4.5 volts?
Well, I mean...
That actually operate the circuit? Because I'm 4.5 go to ground or something like that?
I mean, you bias... If you're using 9 volts, you bias at half voltage. So you're biasing at 4.5 volts.
Come on. Right?
Right, Jake?
Huh?
Yeah.
Sure. See?
Come on. Too much coffee. You're fighting now.
But I mean, if you run it at 4.5 volts, then you'd be biasing it to...
0.25.
See, 4.5 divided by...
I'm not biased.
2 something.
2.25. Yeah, but I guess what's
I'm
just saying, I just knew something that made me sound smart for a minute, and you just ruined it.
Sorry.
4.5 volts.
All right. Go out of nerds.
Do you see any reason, Kate, let me ask you this. Why would you want to run a pedal at 18 volts, a distortion pedal? No internal distortion voltage pedal. Regulator, straight up op amp, hard clipping circuit.
For a distortion pedal, I can see 18 volts benefiting just in the sense that the pedal is a gain pedal, so you're boosting the signal level up a bunch,
right?
Clipping it, boosting it, who knows what you're doing inside those high gain pedals. But so for a gain pedal, I could see maybe that helping out,
mm-hmm.
just because your signal levels are getting so hot. So if your voltage is swinging above 9 volts, then you're going to clip your op amps or your BJTs or whatever you have in there.
Mm-hmm.
So an extended voltage range would help you there.
What is the highest voltage you think a person could safely get away with using most overdrive type distortion circuits?
Analog or digital, would it be different?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Were you already going there?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. We're talking analog.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Depends on the parts inside. Some parts like capacitors are rated for 16 volts.
Right.
Sometimes they're rated for 25 volts. So right. I definitely win.
What are you laughing about? Okay. So
throw up on the screen.
You have to throw this on the screen.
You have to send that to the
Oh, man. Max just texted me a picture. Oh, man. Okay, sorry.
It's from Revenge of the Nerds. And it's the football player going, nerds!
You know, like when the teacher's giving like a lesson and you're supposed to be paying attention, you get that one stone kid that's doodling? That's me. I was like, I'm just Google image search nerds.
I mean, okay, so the answer is because actually I think Electro-Harmonics years ago didn't even use 9 volts. I think they used like double A's or something, or some company did. But, you know, you want to get 9 volts. 9 volt batteries are cheap.
It would make more sense to use the double A's because then most people would steal from the remote controls and not their smoke detectors. It's way safer.
There weren't remote controls back then.
There weren't remote controls?
There weren't remote controls back in the late 70s.
So guitar pedals precede remote controls?
Kind of, yeah.
Remote control units. Nice. That's great.
I mean,
great info.
I'm sure there was probably like some sort of like changer that had a cable.
No. My parents had a remote control. Me.
A yardstick.
I said Jim Six.
Brian Gumbel.
Brian Gumbel.
I got another here. More Bonanza. Murder, She Wrote.
So, Brian, I have a question for you.
So, sure.
So if you're running a pedal at 18 volts and you need that 18 volts, like your signal is swinging beyond the 9 volt range, mm-hmm. what happens when it hits your next pedal that's only running on 9 volts?
You clip the crap out of it.
That's just no good.
But you're also going to get a higher headroom and louder output volume, right?
Yeah.
So with 18 volts. So you're going to run your volume down more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More than likely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if your output volume, I mean, you're not going to run your output volume like wide open, so you probably aren't going to.
So you're trimming the signal level
you're
back
trimming
down.
Trimming the signal back down
in the 9 volt range.
As far as the clipping characteristics and the way things respond, you get a little bit more dynamic response.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because there's a little more room before the signal's actually clipping. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Cool.
But I mean, back then, you know, everybody's using 9 volt batteries because they're cheap. There weren't a lot of companies that were using power supplies, but then power supplies came more plentiful, and the best way forward at that point was just to keep the 9 volt circuits, really. I mean, they were already designed to work off a 9 volt battery,
mm-hmm.
rather than like create a 12 volt battery or something, which is why Boss actually used to, the AC adapters were 12 volt adapters. Then they had circuitry inside that would allow it to, it would actually tame that 12 volts down to 9 so you could use it with a battery as well.
Oh, batteries.
And that's how
so
I
what's better things. What's better, Rayovac or Duracell? I did that on a science fair project.
Put it in a flashlight and see which one went out first.
I did radio. Flashlight would have been way quicker.
I actually have something relevant. This is my favorite thing. When someone says that, you know, I love running my name brand delay pedal at 18 volts. It sounds so much better. And let's say it's using a PT2399 or some other circuit that has a 5 volt
regulator.
What is regulator.
A PT2399?
It's a delay chip.
I know, but it's like the industry standard. I want you guys, I was trying to set you guys up for more nerd stuff so I could look at my phone more.
What are PT29s and what do they mean to you?
And what do they mean to you?
Essay format, go.
But I mean, because you're using there's a regulator inside,
yeah, there's
right?
a voltage regulator. So you put in 9 volts and it hits that voltage regulator and that dumbs it down to 5 volts for your digital effect.
Right.
If so, you put it at 18 volts, you still get that 5 volts and you just burn more current.
Right. You still dumb it down to 5 volts and you're telling yourself, look how dynamic this sounds.
I still think my orange sticker version faux analog echo sounds better than anybody's faux tape echo.
It's about the sticker.
I used to do that to him.
Sticker adds mass to
it. I used to do that all the time to him because I knew it drove him nuts when I first started here. I was like, dude, thanks for the faux tape echo. I just doesn't sound as good as my faux analog echo. It's the same circuit. Nah, I don't think so, man. You'd have to hear it. And then finally, I was like, I'm joking. I'm totally joking. But did you guys answer that one?
Maybe.
So basically, in a nutshell, there's no reason really why we have to use 9 volts.
It just is.
We could use 2 batteries and make things work off 18 volts if we want to.
Mm-hmm.
We could use a car battery.
So let me ask you this. How come pedals like some, there's a like little thing, like for instance, when I was making that Univibe, right? Mm-hmm. And I came to you, I said, how do I make this run off 9 volts? And then I gave it to you because I got frustrated. You told me, you were like, well, we could either double the voltage inside or da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? You know what I'm talking about or no?
No. Was that Joe?
It might have been Joe, but I think it was you. No, you were the slow gear guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it.
Well, I mean, but it's, I forget, is that an AC power?
Well, no. Like, the original ones were AC power. Okay. But the schematic that I went off of was either 12, I think it was 18 volts. It was 18 volts mm-hmm. DC. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I was trying to build it to where you could just plug 9 volt in and it ramp up. Like, the full tone mm-hmm. does that.
Mm-hmm.
The Deja Vibe does that, and a lot of pedals do. For instance, the Klon clones do that too, don't they?
There's basically a little chip fuel pump inside that, yeah, it
charge pump. Is that what they call them? Fuel pump.
Hashtag put diesel fuel pump. In that.
Yeah, you put some Deja. Diesel on there.
Yeah, it just increases the
yeah.
Voltage.
So
I forget how it affects the amperage and all that crap, but
yeah. So I mean, there's all kinds of things with that just are mind boggling. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Yeah. It's true.
I know having those charge pumps actually makes pedals a little noisier. So that's why I tend to not actually like pedals with charge pumps because they just, especially if you have two of them together.
The only one,
City, White Noise City.
The only one I've ever had any experience with is when I built that Klon clone for Max. It had mm-hmm. a charge pump in it. You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
If you get a couple of those pedals and you daisy chain them together, it's really? It's awesome to sleep at. Just leave your amp on, and it's awesome white noise.
White noise for nerds.
White nerds.
It's noise. Like a calm ocean.
Noise.
Yeah. But, okay, so yeah. All right, now this next one. This one is for Brian/Jake. I have been building utility pedals for a few years. Loopers, flip-flops, tap tempos, expression stuff, etc. And I'm just starting to play with building effects. For someone just learning, which would you suggest? Buying a bunch of cheap parts, like from Mauser, and building lots of different pedals to learn from, or buying high quality parts and building a few pedals, experimenting with components to get great consistent sound. Thanks again for a great entertaining resource. But thank Max for the entertaining part. But
I make jokes and stuff.
You might want to work on that one.
The entire episode, you did nothing but talking hashtags.
That's true. I did. Just to see if I could do it.
What was that, 47 or 6 or something?
It was the one with
Lance Seymour.
Lance Gear Talk. Yeah, with Lance. But yeah, that's a good question. That's an age-old question, too. I'll even take it. I'll dumb it down, and then you guys go.
Sure.
The dumbed-down version would be, if I want to start making pedals, do I buy kits and start there, or do I start by modifying pedals, or you know what I mean? Or do I start by my own circuits? Because that's kind of a related question.
Yeah.
But okay, so yeah, you guys take that, mm-hmm. man. Wait. What's a flip flop?
Switch 400 feet, man.
I was gonna ask that too.
Say what?
I was gonna ask that too.
Flip. It's like a type of shoe. And it's open up.
I know. I stepped on a pop.
Is that like a
top.
Sandal?
It's like a sandal, but less Jesus-y. Yeah.
You know what my mom used to call sandals? JC Water Walkers.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Flip-flops are like
hashtag
that,
JC Water Walkers. Yeah.
Well, I just
and
got
I'm
schooled.
In a church right now. This is not good. That's not blasphemous, is it? JC Water Walkers? Yeah, we need to call Love Pedal and be like, we got a real church of tone.
We should call, I should ask Sean that. Dude, can I just have that?
Yeah, can I just run
I got a church
that?
Now.
I got a church.
So.
You're not really using it.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, what should this guy... what's a flip-flop?
I don't know exactly what he means by flip-flops, unless he's talking like the flip-flop switching circuit. You know what I mean? Like
could
Boss
be.
Uses.
Yeah.
But I don't know why anybody... Max is yawning. I don't know why anybody would build a flip-flop circuit.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
So,
I'm sorry.
Chip for that.
Huh?
You can get a chip for that.
A chip?
Yeah. Mm, the 4066 or the 4067, I think, actually.
For the giggle machine.
67s have better tone.
Giggle machine.
Is it what?
67s have better tone.
Is it what?
They have better tone.
Oh, I have better tone.
Yeah. You have better tone.
Especially for the switching part.
Don't make me repeat myself.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, boss.
Jake's like that guy. Like if somebody told me, dude, did you guys hear Jake killed somebody? I'd be like, I could see it.
No, but it wouldn't be like an ordinary way. I'd be like, yeah, he spent years building this like laser. Yeah. Like, killed him from outer space. Hashtag death ray.
What's that?
It's hashtag death, death ray.
Yeah.
It does death, buddy.
But that was awesome.
A satellite and build a Death Star. I can see that.
He's like, don't make me repeat myself. I'm going to steal that one for my wife.
That'll work. That'll go for great.
You're right.
You time to watch
I don't know. If I was, I guess when I was starting out, I just bought a breadboard, looked on the internet, breadboarded some circuits and played around and then modified some pedals and kind of build a few. And
I still think you should do another video of breadboard basics. I know it's out there. I know it's out there.
I'll do it. I just don't want to give away all my secrets because there's like some spices you got to put on it to make it sound good.
Well, no. You don't worry about the sound. The stuff that I would want to know is like, for instance, it sounds so, you know, easy to you because it's something you guys do every day. But take a guy like me that's never sat down behind a breadboard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, what's the blue line mean? What's the red line mean? What do you mean what happens if you're starting over here, but you need to go something to ground? Does it have to go to this ground or can it go to that ground? You know, like stupid stuff like that.
Ground is ground, though. I mean, on the breadboard, I mean, you just...
Well, right, but what I'm saying is that's easy for you, but somebody that's never seen one, you know, does it have to stay on the same strip? Does it go to the other strip? I mean, I know these answers just because right. I've learned them, but...
Well, I mean, it's just, it's like anything. It's, you know, you can look up... Like on a breadboard that's laid out in a certain way, and it will show you which lines are connected.
Right.
You know?
Right, but some people overthink. And that's just the first thing that came to my mind. But what I'm saying is you don't even have to teach people so much how to build a specific circuit. Just tell them what it actually does. You know what I mean? I'm thinking start from just idiot level.
I would electrocute myself and die.
Not on a...
It's 9 volts, you'd be okay.
Yeah. Unless you were breadboarding an amplifier or something, then you
don't
would
breadboard
probably...
an amplifier.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, technically, you could.
Yeah, once?
Just once.
Just once, but...
Yeah.
But... Yeah.
Probably not.
It's like, let me lick my finger first. You get shocked like I did on the mic last episode.
Mm-hmm.
That hurt.
That was awesome.
I'll just save my milk money and pay somebody smarter than me.
Dude, I want a new amp. I found an amp I want. I always find these amps I want.
No joke. You always have the tone.
No, thank you.
Max, I got the tone.
No, I do. That Plexi, and I have the tone, but I don't want to bring that amp out all the time. Because it's like walks a fine line between collector and player. Because it's not museum quality. It's nice shape. But if I'm going down to Joe's Grill... Is that place even open anymore? But anyways, if I'm going down to like Joe's Grill, I don't want to bring that amp. But if I'm doing like a 90-minute set at a big festival, I'm going to bring that amp. You know? Mm-hmm. So I found an amp that sounds remarkably close to my Plexi.
Gorilla.
No, and it's a PCB-based amp. Come on.
Okay.
It's the Badger.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad
thing. No, it's not. Just, yeah, but I mean the connotation.
Consistent from each one to, you know?
It's the connotation of it, you know? Yeah. But it's the Sir Badger 30.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yep. Come on.
That's cool. Mm.
That's what?
It's a cool amp.
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. It's cool because it's EL34s at 30 watts.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yes, sir.
So does that just mean lower plate voltage?
Sure.
Sure.
And discuss.
Huh? We'll get John Sir on the horn.
We should.
I don't know his number.
Like, Mr. Sir, we need some guitars.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Jake, how did you start out in, before you went to Purdue or anything like that? You're, you know, 16-year-old, while everybody's looking at whatever 16-year-olds look at online. You decided to start rewiring Xbox controllers and such.
Yes, no.
So what did
I didn't
you,
have an Xbox. I had a Wii. Those things were hard. Can't rewire that.
So how did you get into electronics? What made you decide to even do that?
I think I had a few cheap Boss pedals. And I opened up a few of them because I was interested in the electronics, and I realized I have no idea what's going on. So instead of tearing those things up, I just started looking into making my own on, like, breadboards and such.
So you looked up, like, how do I learn electronics?
Mm-hmm.
And then it said buy a breadboard and start building circuits. And then you looked at how to read schematics. And so you just basically started experimenting.
Yeah. Didn't know anything, and I still don't know anything.
Whatever.
No, you just got to do it, you know? Just crack open a book or a website or something.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to get into digital rather than analog? Not that you're into digital more than analog, but
oh,
I mean...
No, I just like digital because... I like the digital stuff just because I know about it.
Right, it's just your bag.
Yeah, so I studied.
So being a formally trained engineer, does a guy... I get this question all the time. If a guy wants to start a company building pedals... Does he need to go to Purdue and get an electronics engineering degree? Will it help him?
It depends on what you want to do. If you want to, like, redesign things, yeah, the background helps. If you'd rather just take a good design and then just pick around with it, trial and error, you probably don't need as much of a background. There's a lot you can learn online. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot I still learn online anyways. I mean, just by doing research.
So what kind of stuff do they teach you anything that really relates hardcore to building pedals or designing pedals?
From an audio side, not really, no.
Because it's all ancient technology probably, right?
Pretty much.
We're old.
So all the analog stuff, you're like, crap, got to find a book.
Yeah. Well, didn't you surprise him with a book once? Or was that Joe?
I read that book.
Yeah. It was a big nerd book.
The Art of Electronics, I think.
Yeah, The Art of Electronics. It's not really an art. It's totally an art.
I gave you that book, didn't I? Did I buy you one?
No.
I didn't?
You did not buy me
one.
I don't even think you bought it.
I think you bought it for Joe. I think you just left it in your barn and said, guys, this is for you.
Well, I'll fix that.
Look, he's going on Amazon.
I obtained a copy of it. You don't need to buy me one.
Really? You have that already?
Sort of.
I could have swore I bought you that book.
Everybody gets stuff but me. Trash gets pedals.
I haven't gotten a pedal in a long time.
You get to design them and stuff.
What? When am I design? I don't design stuff.
You get to be there when they're designed.
Well, I get to say, I think that offhand sounds better.
This sounds
bad. I do the same thing with you. Like, Max, play into this. Tell me what you think real quick.
You never do that to me. Not
I
once.
Do too.
No, never.
I hate it when mom and dad fight.
B's and G's, come on.
B's and B's, come on. But, no, I mean, I don't help design. I'm not, like, and I'm not trying to be funny. It's just that's not my skill set. I'm not smart enough for that. I think I have pretty good ears, but yeah, when it comes to you guys, yeah, you guys talk over my head and I'll say the third one sounded best. Seriously, that's my input, you know? And it's like, well, what about this? What if we do this to the third one? Nope. Yes. And then you guys write it in like Greek or something. Hieroglyphs.
Hieroglyphs.
That's basically what it is. It's hieroglyphics.
Max, did you draw stick figures? Are they throwing a football? Yes, that's exactly what I did.
But no, that's cool.
I love this last question.
Which one? Nerd Talk, this one here?
Yeah, from Mark Clements.
You want to
take it? Last question is from Christopher Welty.
Welty.
Christopher Welty.
Do you want to take it?
Sure. He said, Mark Clements says, I know this is more geek talk than pedal talk, but it's still about tone. Some of us pedal geeks ain't all that educated. I was wondering if you could talk about the different types of capacitors that are used in a lot of the circuits and why others are better to use. For example, electrolytic over ceramic or film types, say, like the cap used in a tone circuit or a coupling cap and how this affects tone. So
chlorophyll.
So basically,
chloroform.
More like
Bora, Phil.
Samuel Clemens, isn't that Mark Twain?
No, I think that's Clements.
Oh, my bad.
So, yes, Clements.
So, Jake, what is the...
No, it's Mark Clements.
What is a capacitor doing? Let's start there. What's a capacitor basically do?
Oh, physically.
Is it storing something? Is that right?
It's storing charge on the side of a dielectric.
Okay. And so what would be the difference between how a ceramic does it or some sort of film cap or an electrolytic or a tantalum even?
Physically speaking, I assume that there's a lot, the ceramic caps and the electrolytic caps are built differently. Well, they're all built differently.
Right.
And so you have a lot of different dielectrics that are used between glass or gels. But beyond that, I'm not really savvy. I know how they work functionally. I'm not a physicist.
Do you like, is there a difference between the shape of them? Like what I mean, like for instance, like you open an older amp and they're round caps. They look like bottles, right?
Some of them, electrolytics, yeah.
Yeah, and then you open up some amps and then they're square. The newer amps.
Film caps.
Okay, is that what's going on there?
Ceramics are usually round.
Okay. All right. And do they sound different?
Yeah, they do sound different. Especially, they do. I think you notice the biggest part as a coupling cap. So what that basically means is imagine like if signal was like water and it flowed in directions, if a coupling cap would be like it has to go through that cap and keep going.
So, okay.
And I think I think you can hear different, especially in higher voltages stuff, you can hear differences in ceramics and all different types
definitely.
Of films.
That's why a lot of people will buy like PCB amps that are kind of like, I don't want to say cheap as in quality, but cheap as in cost. And then the only thing they'll do to modify them is just change the caps.
Yeah.
And it'll make them sound way better.
It does. It definitely changes the feel of things, especially even in the power supply, changing those electrolytic caps to a better brand or a different brand or different value.
Okay.
Actually stiffens things up and changes bottom end and all kinds of crap. Yeah. But we start talking about pedals at 9 volts.
Right.
And you may notice a bit, but I think not near as much as like layout or design.
Yeah.
I mean, I think from one type of film cap to another type of film cap.
Negligible at best.
You're not. You're going to hear more in parts tolerance, you know, because there might be 10% difference between each cap.
Well, that's the thing with the caps, especially with the coupling caps, is that if you have a coupling cap, you've got it usually because you've got like 4.5 DC on one side or ground on the other side.
Right.
And with film caps, that doesn't really affect them at all. Sorry, Travis, we're going to nerd up a little bit. But with ceramic capacitors, the voltage or the capacitance will drop, I believe, the more of a load you have on it, voltage-wise.
Right.
And so when you pass an AC signal through the capacitor when it's got a DC load on it, the capacitance is different than what you bought it for, and it can change like 10 to 20% based on the load.
I was going to say that.
I know.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
I just wanted to get on it. Validate myself being here.
So what if you're using an electrolytic in place of a film cap or a polarized cap versus a non-polarized? You know what I mean? So you have... a plus on one side, a minus on the other, versus a cap that, you know, has no plus or minus tech. I mean, basically. When used as a coupling cap.
As a coupling cap?
Yep.
Like the difference between...
I mean, the way the electrons flow, for example. So is it going to make a huge difference in using a polarized cap versus non-polarized?
I don't think the cap being polarized in itself is that big of a deal. I think that usually if you need a bigger value capacitor, you get a polarized one. Because back in the day, like the ceramics or the films couldn't quite get the same level of capacitance. So you just have the polarized one and they let you know, don't put it this backwards way or it's going to blow up.
Right.
But okay. Electrolytics, yeah, it's behind the couch.
You threw your phone behind the couch. You don't use mine. Electrolytics what?
The same way that ceramics respond differently over frequency and load to film caps, the electrolytic caps do the same thing, although I'm not as savvy as about what they do because I usually just use them for power filtering, to be honest.
Right. Yeah. And I have noticed some pedals will use like, what was it? One of them, I saw a 22 microfarad capacitor as a coupling cap.
Yeah.
Which was... which is... stupid.
Yep. Come on. So capacitors.
We need to harmonize it. Come on.
I've totally lost my train of thought, man. Totally. Okay. Silver mica caps. You ever use those?
Nope.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
Mm-mm.
Unless you use them in an amp. It's kind of cool, an amp. Hi-fi-ish, maybe. People used to use, and they're like $4 a piece or something stupid, right? They used to use them for like tube screamer mods and put them as basically the, I forget what it's called, but it's the cap that's in the...
The tone stage?
The first inverting op amp. Non-inverting op amp.
In the feedback loop?
Not in the feedback loop.
Or the tone to ground.
Hold on. Losing my train of thought. The cap that is in parallel with the gain pot.
That's in the feedback loop?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. So, and so, you know, the whole idea being that with using this high dollar capacitor, it's like this gigantic difference, right? So we're modifying pedals, people would do that. And it just, like, it was, there was like no drastic difference, you know? And even, I remember, some people were doing like mods where they would change, they would use silver solder instead of leaded solder for the change in that. And now we have to use silver.
So solder. If they wanted to sell their mods in Europe, they could do that.
Well, that was, the selling point was that there was a difference in sound.
Uh-huh.
So
they should just wad up a $20 bill and stick it in there and say that the tone's better.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Can I bring up a typo to Josh?
JHS? Is this the unicorn book?
This is a unicorn book. Sure. It's actually very well written. It's really good. But actually, I don't know for sure. Maybe I shouldn't bring it up because maybe I'm not right. But here on the picture of the pedal, I think the labeling's wrong. Isn't that supposed to be ratio and that's supposed to be speed?
Yep.
You might. I'm just saying.
Josh.
This is collector's edition. It's the only one like this. I'll sell it. I just read this whole thing.
You should autograph it and give it away to one lucky fan.
I need a gold star to put on my refrigerator for reading it. Come on.
Did you learn anything?
Huh?
Did you learn anything?
No.
You didn't?
I can't comprehend. I can read. I just can't comprehend.
I'm going to read it to my daughter.
No, but I think there's something wrong on that picture.
Brian, how come you haven't written a book?
I did.
A children's book.
Oh, a children's book.
Did I tell you I'm writing?
I'd bore him.
I'm actually writing a book. True story. Me and my buddy BJ were writing a book on parenting.
Mm-hmm.
About how things not to do.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah.
Other things not to do with parenting.
Yeah, exactly. You know, come on. It's not going to be because I'm a great parent. My kid, I'll start, you know, valuing my parenting skills whenever my child stops defecating in his pants. I think before that period, I think everybody's just about as good a father as the next. I don't think anybody's any better. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there is the guy like, stop crying, have a beer.
Yeah.
Dad guy. So he's probably a little
dad?
Bit.
Rub some dirt on it.
You'll be fine. Don't tell your mother.
Yeah. But man, that was intriguing stuff.
So yeah, so you know, for everybody who's ever talked about how they want us to get more technical,
you're wrong.
Don't make me repeat myself.
That's a line of the day. Don't make me repeat myself. Okay, so if you guys have any questions or comments, feel free to leave them in the comment section below here on the YouTubes. Check us out on Facebook, Chasing Tone Podcast, Insta pages, Chasing Tone Podcast, also on the Wampler Pedals stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You guys put it there. Mm-hmm. Am I forgetting anything else? Leave us a review on iTunes, a good review on iTunes. Just, you know what? Don't even leave us a review on it. No, I'm joking.
Unless it's good, keep it to yourself.
Yeah. All right. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
Brian.
Jake.
Thank you guys so much for watching and listening.
Jeffrey out.